You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio News.
Hi, my name is Carrie Pomeroy, and I'm a St. Paul writer. Tonight, I'm going over to the Blue Harbor Center for the Arts in St. Paul to hear the Sonoglyph Collective. They are this amazing collaboration of local poets, spoken word artists, and musicians who are trained in everything from Celtic music to improvisational jazz. You've got these writers who are really adept at, in some cases, singing their work. There are pieces that this group performs that stick in my head years after I've heard them, little earworms. The musicians, I've always been impressed by how, in some cases, they perform music with pieces that they've never even read or heard before. And I'm always amazed at how they can quickly pick up on the emotion or, you know, like maybe a repeated phrase and do just amazing things with what they hear. The Bridges Reading Series presents the Sonoglyph Collective tonight at 7 p.m. at Blue Harbor Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Ryan Fontaine, and I'm a visual artist and co-director of Hair Nails Contemporary Art. There's a performance coming up that I'm really interested in. It's one of my favorite local choreographer, dancer, visual artist. Her name is Anat Shinar. The title of her piece for this show is called Something Elegant Like This. She considers herself a choreographer, so it is a dance, but it's kind of unconventional. It's a little bit of a hybrid between absurdist theater and postmodern dance. What I like about Anat Shinar's work is that it takes seemingly mundane settings and through a kind of absurd repetition creates a situation that evolves or devolves into something else. And it often involves very technical dancing combined with really routine, normal activity. In the past, I've seen her actually make a compelling performance out of watching TV and eating snack food. Anat Shinar performs Something Elegant Like This this weekend and next weekend at Pillsbury House in Minneapolis.
My name is J.P. Rehnquist. I'm a multimedia storyteller and DJ in Duluth. For my day job, and really one of my vocations, I work as an educator at Denfeld High School. And I was coming back from Christmas break, and I saw some prints in our school office that were waiting to be displayed somewhere. I didn't know where. But there are these fabulous portraits with just vivid colors and just beautiful young people, young Native American people from around the Duluth area. And then embedded in the portraits, there are different quotations about their beliefs about the water, about land, about the future of Native people. One of the major overriding themes of all these images is food sovereignty. The photographer who designed the portraits and who is also an educator, worked with the kids, her name is Ivy Vigno. This exhibition is the work of AICO, the American Indian Community Housing Organization in Duluth. This display, it is actually in the Denfeld High School Media Center, and people can come from 3:30 to 4:30 weekdays, and they will be on display until January 24th.